Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And today's show is on peace, but not just peace, peace. It's peace physically, peace mentally, peace emotionally, and peace spiritually, and how you actually access that with sound, right? And then how you can use that to actually change our whole medical system even, right? So our intention is that everybody might find peace, because peace is a portal to good health, good relationships, and a good connection to source and nature. Right? Before we get started, though, I want to tell you about some things that are happening here at the Institute. We've got our Sound Healing Certificate Program coming up in the summer. We've got the summer intensive from June 8th to the 18th. And that's 10 to 9:30 every day. And that's half of the certificate program. You would do the rest of the certificate program online. And you could actually start the online portion right now, or anytime, actually, it doesn't matter. And then do the classes that are best done at the Institute between June 8th and the 18th, right? We also, of course, have our 3.5 month program in starting in September as well. But again, that's half of the program as well. You do the rest online. We're limited to 10 people. So if you would like to do it, you should sign up pretty quickly, because we're definitely going to sell out. We have very strict distancing and mask rules, of course, because we have to. And but it's really great. It's how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we have a dozen different instructors, so you get a wide perspective. You can also do the whole program just online, right? We start about every week or two. And it really teaches you not only how sound works in the universe, how to heal yourself, but how to heal others. And as a practice, how to open up your own practice, even these days. And also getting peaceful and still over and over, so that becomes the norm in your life. And also so you learn how to use those techniques to get other people peaceful and still. So that's our certificate program at the Institute. We also have the audio recording program, which you could jump into now. The next one's going to start around July, and that's only online. That's about how to do recording, mixing, and producing. We use Pro Tools, but you could use any digital audio workstation like Ableton Live or Logic or anything, really. And it's really cool. Of course, I wrote the number one selling book in the world in audio recording and producing, and the number one selling book is Sound Healing. So you get a really good perspective on how to create music that affects people really deeply, right? You can find all the classes at soundhealingcenter.com. Just click on the school section. We also have, we are going to have an open house coming up. I haven't really scheduled it yet, though, but here in Sausalito, we'll be doing an open house probably in about a month and a half. We also have the different therapies we do. We can do voice analysis on you and see what frequencies are missing in your voice and give you a CD to balance out your whole system so you can heal both physical and emotional issues. We also have the assessment where we find your rhythm, your note, and then we give you a CD and that key to help you become more peaceful and healthier, right? You can find those treatments at soundtherapycenter.com. Then we have our store, which you can also find at soundoflove.com. And we've got my books. I've got about 100 CDs, even frequency CDs you can place on the body. You don't listen to them. You just wrap them, the headphones, on the body. Or you can actually use the bass pod or the bass belt that we have that you can strap onto the body as well. And that vibrates even more powerfully than headphones. Right. So we also have, of course, a ton of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls. We've got drums, we've got all types of melodic instruments, like we got hand pans, we got the crystal harp, we got a full range of instruments and technologies. We also have the sound lounge and the sound table that we sell that are really effective for overcoming any anxiety, any depression. I mean, really great for any neurological or muscular issues as well. So you can find all of that at soundoflove.com. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. There's links to everything. And then we have a research foundation. Tomorrow, we're having the Medical Sound Association meeting, and it's all about treatments for grief and then treatments for trauma and PTSD. We've got a treatment plan that our students have been working on for the last 10 years in the degree program. But now in the Medical Sound Association, we've got about 300 doctors and sound therapists that are going to help refine that so we can bring it into the mainstream and even submit to psychotherapy boards to have them teach it. So it's free. You're welcome if you're interested. You can just go to medicalsoundassociation.com and sign up. You'll scroll down and you can see the contact form and just put in your info and we'll send you the information. Also, we've got the Sound Education Association for Children. We're now going to be actually doing classes for kids every week, twice a week, probably starting in about a month and a half. And you can find all the exercises we'll be doing at soundeducationcenter.com. We've got a full range of exercises that we got funded to create for kids from at every age group, 3 months up to 18 years, soundeducationcenter.com. Anything else? I think that's about it. So you can also email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com, or you can call me, 415-777-2486. Our store in Sausalito is open 11 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. Online, it's open 24 hours. Right? Okay. So today I wanted to start talking about the hierarchy of vibration. Let me share my screen here. The hierarchy of vibration is what I've discovered, the way all the different levels of vibration and sound in the universe, right? It's really about a full perspective of frequencies, combinations of frequencies, all the way up to music and energy, right? Pure frequencies manifest as tuning forks, also as tone generators. You can download a free app, N-Track Tuner, the letter N-Track Tuner, and you play frequencies full range. There's frequency, free frequency tone generators online. If you just do a search for free online tone generator, you'll find a bunch of them. So you can play pure tones. And pure tones, just like anything, can actually have a very, they can be a key to open up specific aspects. There could be like 45 hertz will regenerate bones in a couple of research projects. You could find the frequency of a cell and resonate it into its healthy state, or an organ, or any part of the body. Right, you could find the frequency of your soul and access your soul purpose. You could find the frequency of source, although that's all frequencies, or the frequency of our universe, right? And what's cool is, you know, if you find just the right frequency, you can open up a whole portal to where you're one with the universe, where all is known, right? So it can be just the right key as well as the right frequency for multiple things. But then you have combinations of frequencies, which are timbres, and they're simply many frequencies. And that makes up what we call a tone, or a instrument sound or a syllable, right? And they're called harmonics, these frequencies that make up a timbre. And they create a whole waveform, a complex waveform. So within timbres, you can also, it's actually more complex because now you've got musical interval relationships between each of the frequencies. And each musical interval relationship is a state of consciousness, a certain type of feeling. So when you have a sound with many harmonics in it, like the voice has over 100, then you've got this full range of complexity of states of consciousness that can do even more detailed work than frequencies, right? So you could have one sound of a Tibetan bowl that completely transformed you into another state of consciousness. Good, hopefully, right? Or you could have one sound on the voice that completely opens up a portal to oneness, right? Right. So timbres seem to be more powerful, although both frequencies and timbres can be a key to where you're one with the universe and all is known, right? And you can do all type of healing, right? So, but it seems like timbre is a little more powerful. But then you enter the realm of musical intervals. You know, like a piano sound has many harmonics in it, but you can play multiple notes on a piano. So then you get a intervals between those notes. And if you have more than two, it's called a chord, right? And now you enter the realm of feelings more. Frequencies and timbres give you a little bit of feeling, but not as much as a musical interval and a chord, because you can have a really dissonant chord that a lot of people are like, ah, right? Or a very harmonic chord that sounds very sweet. And so we enter the realm of feelings more. Also, musical intervals are the relationship of anything to anything else in the universe, whether it's one person to another person, soul, or one plant to another plant, one planet to another planet, one crystal to another crystal or gemstone, right? These are all musical interval relationships, because everything's got a frequency, and then it's a relationship between those two. But then you add rhythm, and now you've got, first you have brainwave entrainment, where you can entrain the brain into different brainwave states of delta, theta, alpha, and beta, even gamma, to get really high. And you can entrain the heart, and you can even entrain the breath, right? But you also get melody when you add time. And with melody and rhythm, you can access just about any emotion you could imagine, from getting really high and excited, where you're dancing up a storm, to getting really peaceful and calm and still, to opening up portals to spirituality. I mean, there's like every emotion you can imagine in music, right? And that's really powerful. So I'm thinking music is like one of the most powerful, besides frequencies, you know, and sounds. You know, it's like changing music is the deal. But here's the whole deal. It's really about smoothness of flow, right? In the body, it's really smooth flow that creates health. Smooth flow without blockages. When I say smooth flow, I'm talking about smooth transitions to more and more intense or activated, and really smooth over time transitions to more and more mellow. The smoother the flow of the transition, and longer as well, although if you go too long, people get bored, right, is really important for to tap into a person's biosystem and have them go with you. Right. It's like I can do a really smooth flow. So I get slower and slower tempo with a lower and lower pitch over time until we really get quiet. peaceful. And keep going to more. Till it's just a hum. Slow transitions bring you down even more effectively. Right? Smooth transition. But then we have energy. Energy seems like the most powerful of all. There's people that do energy healing, get rid of cancer. They aren't using any sound. It's really effective. Or you have someone that sings a song and it's kind of cool. Someone else sings the same song and the ceiling opens up and pink and purple light pours in and you're changed forever, right? It's like, oh my God, right? All issues are gone. Whoa, right? Energy is also about smooth flow. You could think of it as smooth flow of gratitude energy, or smooth flow of love, or smooth flow of joy or compassion, right? But then when you tap into the smooth flow of your soul, it's really stable. When you have flow that is really stable, it almost becomes a state of awareness, a state of energy, a frequency, right? It's like a state of being. But the ultimate smooth flow is source. Source is, there's nothing more consistent and stable, and there's nothing that gives you more peace than source, right? So it's also interesting that the energy level, you're actually working at a higher level of the other four of the hierarchy. So you could have an intention at the energy level of love, one frequency. Or you could have an intention of love wisdom, like a timbre or two frequencies or a musical interval between love and wisdom, right? Or you could have an intention of energy flowing up through your body from the earth, out your heart, and energy coming in from the cosmos, from spirit down into your crown, out your heart. So you got a flowing intention, right? So energy works at the level of the hierarchy also. And in fact, the whole universe works at the level of the hierarchy. Color also can have, like, the primary color is a frequency. You put a bunch of primary colors together, or even two, and now you've got a timbre, a combination of frequencies. And then you have two colors, you can have the relationship between two colors. And then you have moving color, right, animated color, and or like a river for that matter, right? And now you've got flow, and you add an energy or intention to it, and oh my God, it's really powerful, right? Same with geometry. You've got a circle or a sphere, which is like the frequency, but you can add up a bunch of circles and spheres and get every geometry in the universe. Those are a timbre, combination of frequencies. Then you can have two separate geometries and look at the relationship between those two geometries, musical interval, right? And then you can have spinning geometries or geometries that are moving through space, and now you've got flow. And then you add an intention or a certain energy to those geometries, and you can light them up like a Christmas tree, right? And again, with intention, you've got multiple levels of intention. So the whole universe is like an onion, right? You got the single vibrations, you got multiple vibrations, and you got flowing vibrations. Kind of the way that it's all been put together. But here's what's interesting about it, is it really depends on what level you're looking for, right? It's like particles and waves, right? Well, we could say that the cells in the body are frequencies. A bunch of cells make up an organ, right? Get back to a good image. Yep. A bunch of cells make up an organ. Combination of frequencies. The relationship between two parts of the body is a musical interval. But flow through the body is the whole deal. Flow of blood, flow of energy, flow of electricity, flow of food, right? Flow through the body is the real, the whole deal. Smooth flow. You don't want any blockages or else you're going to be sick, right? It's all about smooth flow. That's really very clear. Everybody agrees. You don't want blockages, right? You want flow. So that's the whole deal. Now, you could also just run smooth flow of gratitude, compassion, love, and joy, the source or your soul through your system and get the flow that way, right? Right. But you can look at, what I was going to say is you can look at the cells. If you were to zoom in, they're not just one frequency. Overall, they're a frequency. But if you zoom in, well, there's the mitochondria, there's the cell membrane. I mean, there's like all different, there's a bunch of frequencies in there, and they're moving around. They're in flow inside the cell. If you go deeper, you now have a whole nother level of flow. You got the atoms, and then you got the electrons going around the nucleus of the atom. I mean, there's, it's really complete flow when you, the more you zoom in, right? Or you could go the other way. Our entire universe is like full of solar systems in flow, galaxies in flow, galaxies flowing around other galaxies, and a whole, I mean, the whole system is like profound harmony of flow. But many say our entire universe is one frequency. And there are many universes that are other frequencies. Same thing in string theory. Each string is a different frequency and has its own set of harmonics in it. Right? So it depends where you're looking. Are you looking for flow? Or are you looking for frequencies? Well, you can also work at different levels. We can work at, you know, if we're trying to break up cancer, I mean, you can actually look at the frequency of the cancer, all the frequencies of the cancer, its timbre, turn the volume up and explode it, right? We've talked about that many times, right? But what about the whole system? What about the system that that cancer is in? Maybe that's where the problem happened, is there was a blockage in the first place. And the blockage could have been physical, could have been emotional, could have been mental, maybe spiritual, right? Spiritual blockage, right? So it could be the system of the musical flow as opposed to the actual cancer. I mean, we can explode cancer cells, right? We know how to do that these days, right? With sound, even with ultrasound. But that doesn't mean you've found the issue that created in the first place. Cancer could easily come back if you don't find the core problem that created the cancer in the first place, right? So, and that's going to be more in the system than in the part, in the frequency level, right? So it's really cool to look at multiple levels at once, right? But where I want to go with this is that at each level, it's all about ultimately flow. The frequencies and the timbres and the intervals are just components of the flow. It's all about smooth flow without blockages. That's the definition of health, based on vibration. Smooth flow without blockages. That's like, and everybody agrees, you know, it's the blockages that cause the problem, right? So the whole key becomes, how do you work at each one of these levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually? Well, it's about flow. And let me put it this way. For the kids, we actually define it a little simpler. We call it peace, harmony, and flow. Peace is the frequency level. Harmony is the relationship of two things level. And flow is change over time, right? But we're really talking about peace, harmony, and flow physically, peace, harmony, and flow emotionally, and peace, harmony, and flow mentally, and then even spiritually. Now, remember, what we're talking about here right now is peace as frequency. Just sounds really cool when you can say peace, harmony, and flow. But really, the whole deal is peace at a higher level for all of this. So peace at the peace level. Oh God, I can't use the same word twice, can I? It's against the law. Okay, so we'll say peace at the frequency level, peace at the musical interval level of harmony, and peace at the flow level. So the whole deal becomes, what is peace at each of these levels? Frequency, harmony, and flow level. Well, at the frequency level, peace at the peace level. Whoever came up with that rule that you can't have two of the same words in a sentence? It's like, who made that rule? I like repetition. Okay, never mind. But when you got two different words, the word means two different things, then it's a problem. Okay. Oh, God. Okay. So peace at the frequency level means you've got like a cell, for example, that's vibrating consistently as opposed to chaotically. If you look at a blood cell that's not vibrating consistently, it's frazzled around the edges. It's not a perfectly round cell. Whereas a healthy cell is quite symmetrical and round, right? It's not frazzled on the edges. So that's what is a best example of peace at the frequency level. You can also think of it as stable, consistent vibration versus fibrillation, right? Instead of going, it's not really vibrating at a certain frequency. It's kind of going, a little staticky, a little chaotic, right? Then the peace at the frequency level is more stable, right? It's vibrating consistently. And this is the basis of health in the body physically, right? Each cell, each organ's vibrating consistently instead of chaotically. It's really the same emotionally. You want your emotions to be stable, not chaotic. Mentally, especially, you don't want to think your mind bouncing around, you know, totally scattered. Oh God, you know, can't remember what I was talking about, right? You want total focus, right? And then spiritually, it's really, I think of it spiritually as like oneness. Peace is, or at the frequency level, it's wholeness, wholeness or oneness, right? But then we've got peace at the musical interval level. Remember, there are musical intervals within timbres. So we're kind of skipping over timbres. We're just going to go right to the musical interval level. Well, there's a beautiful chord where the three notes sound really good together. And there are dissonant chords where the three notes sound horrible together. Well, depending on your perspective, dissonance for most people kind of makes people a little edgy, right? Some people love it, though. Some people are like, oh, that's like cool. So it's really not completely built in. But generally, dissonance can cause people to get a little edgy, even a little nervous, right? Unless you like that. But can be, that dissonance can be used to break up stuck energy. So, but in the body, we want the relationships between everything to be in harmony, not dissonant, right? Because you don't want like one part of the body going, and another one in relation. It's like they should be, right? Not, right? It shouldn't be a weird relationship. That's the only thing we know for sure. When the body's healthy, all the relationships are in harmony. And that would be a harmonious chord, right? Emotionally, well, you can think of the harmony between two emotions, right? Because often we have conflicting emotions. When someone leaves you, it's like, oh God, I hate you, but I still love you. I still love you. I hate you, but I love you. I hate you, but I love you. It's a real problem, right? But you can also have harmony in relationships emotionally or not. That's obvious, you know, that's a big one, right? And mentally, you can also look at the relationship between thoughts. Oh, I have this thought that doesn't really make sense with that thought, right? Or you can also have understanding between two people, right? Harmony there. Spiritually, it's like the relationship between your body and spirit, between your emotions and your soul, between your mind and God, right? Right? It's like really the relationship of different parts of your system to what we think of as the spiritual realm, right? Okay. Then we have the flow level. Okay. Generally, peace and flow is defined by smooth, consistent flow. Instead of going, that's not smooth flow. And it doesn't create peace unless you're just like totally in the flow anyway and you like that. Because you can get flow out of that if you're running flow while that's happening. But if you're going to synchronize with the music or the flow, then it's got to be slow, step-by-step transitions, right? That smooth flow is what creates peace. That's what we associate with peace. There's actually many other components of music, like, you know, that we could actually talk about. But as far as overall, it's really about smooth flow. And so as physically, that's smooth flow through each of the 11 systems in the body, right? Emotionally, well, obvious. I mean, we want emotions to flow. We don't want them to be stuck, right? It's like when emotion gets stuck, you can't breathe, right? When emotion gets stuck, you can't breathe. Right? You want flow of emotions, you know, so that they just move on out, just like the river, right? Mental flow, oh my God, totally about focus. When you have good focus, then things, your thoughts are flowing very smoothly. Now, it's interesting. You can have thoughts that flow in a very almost logical way where they build a complete pyramid of understanding that branches out in a beautiful pattern like a tree. Could have, you know, a whole perspective of the way the whole universe works when you just map it to like a tree. What's the basis and how does it fan out, right? So that can be a very beautiful flow, creating that, you know, structure. And it's kind of like the Fibonacci curve, actually, because it fans out just like plants do. Okay. But there's also the flow, which is at zero logic. And that is stream of consciousness, right? Where it's just, okay, I'm just daydreaming, whatever's coming in. Right. And when you start working with that, you can actually get some really, or spirit works with it often and goes, okay, here's an idea you never thought of. Right. But we can often, you know, sometimes there's like we're just spacing out and so we're just going all over the place. It's a flow, but it's like kind of a chaotic flow. And then there's other times where we're kind of just daydreaming on a certain subject, right? Or a certain area. And that's a little more focused, and you often get complete downloads that way. So flow can be very structured or it can be very free form, right? Mentally. And then spiritually, as I mentioned before, I mean, it's just the ultimate flow is source. When you're connected to source, it's like flow. And it's interesting. My friend says, well, in the quantum world, there is no time. So what is flow in the quantum world? Well, if you look at the quantum world from the mind, it is changing. And in fact, it's changing to stable, consistent. It's like if you have a stable, consistent sound, it's changing to the same sound over and over, right? Like a crystal ball is changing to the same sound over and over. So it's not changing, but it's changing over time. So stable, consistent is changing over time, over and over to the same thing. There's a little shift, right? But when you are in spirit or in the quantum flow, you are in the moment. And there is no time. There's no past. There's no present. In fact, the past and present is the moment. God, it's like you are in the present moment, but all is at once, right? So you are the flow. It's like you are the flow. So you're not looking at it from a time perspective. So, but when you look at it from a time perspective, well, there's still, if you're blissed out in moment, well, the sun's still going to go down at some point, right? And you're going to wake up and come back to 3D reality at some point, right? We always do, right? So flow is just being in the moment, right? So you see, now you can see all the different levels of peace. So now we look at, okay, how can we create peace with sound? Well, it's kind of obvious. I mean, a stable, consistent crystal bowl, right? A stable vowel changing to the same thing every moment. Right? That's the most basic aspect of peace and sound healing. Stable, consistent sound that is like a drum, or a stable rhythm. Ba, 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 ba. That creates peace as well because it's stable. Ba, 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 right? But there's a couple other things that are really cool for getting to this peaceful state and sound, and it affects you at all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. The big one is going to the home note of the key of a song. I just went to the home note of the key that I sing in when I speak on the last note. Notice that that last note feels really like home. It's like it's the home note of the key that I sing in. Right? It's not nearly as restful as if I go to a home note as when I go to the actual home note of the key of the song that I sing in. Song, right? It's like at rest when I hit that home note. That's really cool in sound healing. The other thing that's really cool is a slow fade. I don't think I have this pulled up. Nope. I'll have to pull it up. Maybe I'll play a song and then I'll playable. So a slow fade is like a crystal ball fading out. It can take 5 minutes sometimes, right? And it leaves you in this beautiful, peaceful place. So when you do a slow fade on the home note, you only have one bowl, it's always the home note. It's really beautiful. It's really profound, the stillness that you end with. Let me go find that while I play a song of flow. I've got a song that is a really great example of flow. And the reason it's of flow is because this song does not repeat the same chords over and over. It's nice when that's like chant and mantra, where it's like, or trance, where you're playing the same chords or a whole round of chords over and over, and that creates that stability. But this song, actually, the chords change on every four bars to a different chord, but they change to a higher and higher, and then after it peaks out in the middle, it goes lower and lower and lower. So you can follow the flow of this song. It's like a mountain, right? It starts out kind of stable, and then it builds and it peaks out with a sweep that goes right really high. And then it will fade out with a smooth flow, more and more mellow until the end. So check out the flow of the song, Water of Life. Right. Enjoy. It's a really nice, coherent, smooth flow going down to the last, for the last 5 minutes of that. I've got the crystal bowl now. I want to play for you with the fade, although that has a really nice fade right there. Let me play this crystal bowl and listen for the slow fade and the peace afterwards. Listen for the moment when the bowl goes to complete silence. Peace is the whole deal, right? It's best for your immune system, for all of your organs, for creativity, for communication, and it's a portal to oneness where you're, where all is known, right? This hierarchy of vibration is in all living organisms, including the earth. It's like the frequencies are the atoms. Bunch of frequencies make a molecule. The molecules come together to create all of the timbres of earth, air, fire, and water, right? But it's a relationship between all of those in ecosystems that really makes the system healthy and smooth flow through the ecosystems of energy, of weather and energy between different aspects of earth, air, fire, and water. It's a smooth flow that makes the system completely healthy. I want to end with the ultimate, one of the coolest smooth flows in nature, and that is simply a river, right? So again, we come back to the intention of peace at all levels of reality for everybody on the planet, particularly the peace of smooth flow, which has all the frequency components in it. Check this out, the best smooth flow. know, when the water comes up against a blockage, like a rock in the middle, it just flows around it. It doesn't go, God, that sucks. Right? It still flows when there's a blockage. So hold this energy of flow, peaceful flow, for the rest of the weekend, week ahead, months ahead, and years ahead, lifetimes. Thanks so much for listening.